You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So, Father, I come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, and I ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over the session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, shift, change, move, do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your rest, your peace, your increase, your victory in every area of our lives. And we call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. And all in agreement say, amen. Amen. Close your eyes for a second. And raise your hand if you're saying on the inside that I don't believe that I can operate in the spirits. Spiritual gifts. I see one. I see two. Okay. Anybody else? So in agreement, and those two people will say as well, just everybody in the congregation say, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Your word says that
if I ask,
I'll receive.
If I seek,
I'll find.
If I knock,
it's open unto me.
So I choose to receive.
In Jesus' name.
All
right, so just because he knew you would be here, 1 Corinthians 12, let's go with that Teresa said, his gifts as he chooses. That's the, it's right after we want Jesus to live up to our expectations. It's on the PowerPoint. Yeah, I'm sorry. Steal My Show is what we've been talking about, okay? Then the next slide is. There we go. So read this out loud together. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence, the spiritual illumination of the Spirit for good and profit. Which ones? Huh? Each one? So did he leave anybody out? Each one. All right, let me keep going. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So each one is given the manifestation, but does it manifest differently depending on who you are?
Uh-huh. There are 11 different gifts. And what I'm doing intentionally, Michelle, is y'all know people? So if I teach on how many gifts there are first, what do you think the congregation is going to do? That's me, pick and choose. What you say?
Eliminate.
Okay? So if I teach you about how to walk in it, then we can gradually go to how many gifts there are. Okay? Y'all understand? But he's saying that he want to each one is given. So that's why I told Curl, I said, I got to teach you on people receiving, because people have a challenge receiving. Y'all follow me? I'm not good enough. What else? How could God use me? Why would God want to use me? I don't deserve it. You don't know what I did. Yes, he do. All right, so then verse 11. And the reason why we went from 2 to 11, I mean, from 7 to 11 is because the gifts are in between those scriptures. Nicole, I just knew that you want to know. All right? All these gifts. How many gifts? Gifts. Achievements, abilities. So where is the empowerment? It's in him. The gifts, achievements, and abilities are inspired and brought to pass by one and the same Holy Spirit. 11 different gifts, but the same Holy Spirit. Who apportions to each person individually. Does he know us? Exactly. As he chooses. So if I start showing you the gifts, you're going to want to choose. So y'all read that out loud so y'all can hear. Y'all read? Go ahead. So whose choice is it? Our choice to receive, his choice to give it to us. Exactly as he chooses. So it won't be a mistake. It'll be what's needed. You can operate in and out of certain gifts depending on where you are and what's needed. You follow me? Any questions? Megan, I see you thinking. Go ahead.
A little controversial.
Okay.
So when I saw the steps, probably about an hour ago, I was watching this documentary about amazing homes, and okay. it was the same set of steps. So I was okay. like, oh, it's just what I saw on TV.
Okay.
So I didn't want to share, okay. but, you know, the Holy Spirit worked it out. So I'm thinking now, it's so important for us what we're putting in our spirit, because if I had been putting inappropriate things mm-hmm. and I'm sensitive to seeing, mm-hmm. like, you know, I wonder if the enemy tries to get you in a different direction with that same gifting
mm-hmm.
or try to taint that gift in some yeah. way specific to what your portion is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Y'all understand the question? Yes. So people can start out well and good, and then they can feel like, just turn to Acts chapter 12, verse 23. Nicole, if you want to be nosy, I'm going to go with you. Acts chapter 12, verse 23. And that's very interesting that she brought that up, because the scripture the Holy Spirit wanted me to talk to you about. And the rest of you won't have that on there, and don't sweat it. It's okay for us to look up scripture. I got iBook, iPad, iPhone, Android. Yeah, we can do it. Just give me two translations. Now, Acts is the modern-day church. So in the Bible, when we had the Old Testament, that was not the modern-day church. So Acts is an example of the modern-day church today. So the gifts of the Spirit operated in Acts. So it's supposed to be operating today. Okay? But this was one young man, Herod, was the a king. And he decided that he was going to take God's glory. You got it, Teresa? Okay? So, Nicole, this is what happened when you taint his gifts. This is what's possible.
It reads, immediately, because...
Go back a little bit, Teresa.
Go to 22?
Go back a little bit more, maybe 20.
Okay. All
right. I'm looking for the part where the people started to talk about how great he is and how strong a word that is,
okay.
and then what happens is...
Okay.
Okay. And tell them what verse you're looking at.
Okay. I am looking at... All right, here we go. Okay, starting with 19.
Okay.
So after Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed. Am I doing that? Yeah, okay.
Acts 12, 20.
That's 19.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, then it says, then Herod went from Judea to Caesarea mm-hmm. and stayed there. He had been quarreling with the people of Tyre and Sidon. They now joined together and sought an audience with him. After securing the support of Blastus, a trusted personal servant of the king, they asked for peace because they depended on the king's country for their food supply. Is this right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. On the appointed day, Herod, is that how you pronounce
mm-hmm.
it? Herod, wearing his royal robe, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted, "This is the voice of a God, not a man." Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God.
Immediately, what happened? He said what? He didn't do what?
He did not give praise to God. An angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died.
5 days later. Why does that stand out to you, Mike?
I don't know. That's suffering.
Okay.
That's a spectacle for
okay.
people to see in the okay. town square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's no relief for it. So because he didn't give God glory, so Nicole, they can start out right with the gifts, but they can get filled up with something else like pride, arrogance. I'm the one doing this. God has nothing to do with that. And then something happened. You got something, Ms. Morgan? You good? Okay. So that's why Jazz kind of smiling when she said, "Praise the Lord." But it's his business, guys. It's serious business. And that's in Acts. And I say that for a reason. That's the modern day church. If it happened then, it can happen now. There are people who are starting to die. and people don't understand how what happened to them. And we're talking about pastors. You know, I'm looking, doing research on such and such thing, and all of a sudden I see such and such past, such and such past. They don't know what happened to him. He wasn't sick, and such and such. Okay, so y'all got it? Michelle got a video for me? Yes, Teresa. So I've been trying to show you all what I see when I'm operating in the gifts. So this is a movie this time. This is not a steal. Be naked before you as to the understanding of the spirit realm so that when the time comes, you will start operating in it. What will happen is, as you are educated in this arena, I might call on you to minister. And you don't have anything prepared, but as you come, the word will be implanted in you. Everybody say, I'm not afraid. You will start to be up in the line where you're laying hands on people. You'll have a word for those people. You follow me? It's big, guys. It's big. It's really big. We are going out into the workplaces, and we're going to have words of knowledge for people, and it's going to change their life. They're going to want to hang around you. They want to know how you do those things. How would you know such a thing? Get your head out of it because it's a spiritual thing. So I just wanted, I've been trying to describe what that looks like. And so finally, thank you, Shell, for doing the research on that. So that's what it looked like. So let me give you a couple of these questions fall right into place. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Well, let me go over to this part, okay? If I'm pulled to a certain side or direction of the room or a person, then I'm understanding that, because I try to make sure that when I'm ministering to everybody, I'm giving everybody eye contact. But if I'm pulled to a certain side and I keep coming over on that side, then I know there's something on that side that he wants to minister to. So I don't try to fight against it, but I'm talking to him as I'm talking to you. Like, okay, Holy Spirit, so what's over on this side? Who is it you want to minister to? What's going on over here? So you guys don't see my lips moving, but the conversation is going on. And the same way that you saw that, so I'm zooming in on somebody, on something that he's sharing with me. The other component is, if I keep calling a person by the wrong name, that's another way of him saying, I don't want you to forget about this person. I need you to bring healing to this person. So I might look at Madeline and call her Ashley. And I'm saying, okay, so Ashley. But I'm looking at Madeline, so it's those type of dynamics where you are going multiple places at the same time. You understand? Anybody ever been caught? Yes, ma'am.
But you need to minister to Ashley.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm seeing Madeline before me, and I'm talking to Madeline, but I keep calling Madeline Ashley. And so it's like it's Ashley that I need to minister to. Good question. Anybody been thinking about repeating somebody's name? You guys encountered that before? Or you repeating somebody's name? You know you're trying to talk to Reverend, but you keep calling her somebody else's name? This happened to you? Who else? Yeah? Okay. Can y'all give an example of that? Okay, all right. Might come your way.
I just chalked it up to I'm not having my brain, you know, working with my mouth. Uh-huh. But, you know, you keep calling somebody by the wrong name. Uh-huh. Like I've called Chris the wrong name, okay. Which is ridiculous when you got one kid. You can't remember that one child's name. You feel a little silly because you're calling them, and sometimes it's the wrong gender. And okay. Obviously that's a problem.
Okay. Yeah. He's bypassing your intellect to get to the source of who he needs you to pray for. So if you get this image, we are God in the earth. If God wants something done, we are the hands, the feet, the arms, the eyes, the mouth of God. I think, Sharon, you had your hand up.
Does that work the same when my mother, she'll be talking to me, but she'll call my sister's name out? Uh-huh. Is it just the slip of the tongue, or does she need to go there? As far as maybe trying to figure out, okay, why am I calling Sharon?
She needs to go there.
Okay.
Yeah, she needs to go there.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good question. So notice that pool. I want you to notice that pool. You can be driving, and you're supposed to be going in a certain direction, and all of a sudden you'll go a different direction. Like Ed with this guy. I mean, it's like the Holy Spirit knew this guy needed some money, and he knew there was a short amount of time, and so he didn't care. All Ed had to do was be obedient, which he was, and he handed that guy the money and didn't have time to stop. But had he not gone that way, he could not have blessed the guy. How do you know when someone is hurting in the church and you know actually what's wrong with them? Okay. The question was, how do you know when someone is hurting in the church and you know exactly what's wrong with them? That's the question. Everybody understand the question? Okay. It's that transparency piece. So I'm looking at everybody, I'm talking to everybody, but there's something about a frown that's on Wayne's face, or on Jazz's face, or on Chris's face, or on Big O's face. There's a frown that he's not aware of or she's not aware of, and it don't line up with what's going on. Okay? Now, I've taken body language reading classes in the past, but what God gave me was not in class. I'm going to briefly say that, spirit of discernment. So spirit of discernment works in multiple ways. It allows you to see past doctrinal error or lies. Okay? So it also allows you to read people where they are and what they're doing and what they're saying that don't line up. So a person could come in with that happy face that they normally have, but there is something slightly different about an eyebrow, a smile, even a nose that is not right for their face. And so I can see that, and then I'll ask the Holy Spirit, so what's going on with them? And then he's ministering to me about what's going on with them. And the fun part is they think they got past everybody. the way they sit. Remember the other day when I mentioned it was Tamika. And I said, I can tell when she listens. Because, guys, this is how much she tilts her head when she's really listening, is this. Speaking of Tamika. She's listening. So everybody has a profile, but I don't go by the profile to operate in the spirit. I go by what he's telling me as I see them. A person might walk in, and the whole time they're here, they're doing like this. And that's them strangling or choking themselves. They are in a situation that's strangling them. So I'm just talking to the people. And then all of a sudden I'm looking, and he'll show me that person. And he'll show me their face. But most of all, he'll show me where their hands are. They are strangling based off the situation they find themselves in. They won't make eye contact where they know. So I'm talking out of the norm. But I'm talking to everybody as I'm ministering. But it's something about that person that you start to sense and see. When I was at North Avenue, he would have people's names, issues above their head. It was like neon. Like, Ed, do you have one of those signs that say Uber, or what you call it? It would be like, y'all seen an Uber sign? It would be like that, but it would be like neon. You could see the letters in between. It would say like suicide, and that's what I would see. But now it's different. So it's transgress. What's the word I'm looking for? Progress. Yeah, it progressed. That's pretty much. Y'all got any questions on it? Got one here, one here. Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to know if you ever ask him, he doesn't give you an answer.
If I ever ask him and he doesn't give me an answer, I would say all right. So there's a difference. Okay, good question. Mm-hmm. I know he always answers. But am I ready for the answer? So when I ask something, Ashley, and I don't hear, I know it's me. It's never him.
If you don't hear it, you know it's you.
Uh-huh. Because he said if I ask him, he's going to give it. So whatsoever when I ask him something, he's going to give it. So I know that if I don't hear, it's me. It's never him. He's not hiding anything. He's not. He wants me to know what's going on. So I'll go to me. I say, okay, so what's going on with me where I'm not open to receive what he's saying? Not open to hear what he's saying, open to receive what he's saying. Two totally separate things. Good question. He always answers when I asked. Remember, fasting is not to get God to do anything. Fasting is to get you quiet enough so you can hear things. Nicole?
I think I assume that when you pick up on what's going on in the congregation, it's because you have the gift in the heart of a pastor.
Okay.
But essentially what you're saying is that we can all flow in that. Maybe yours is super heightened because this is your flock. Gotcha. And God is assigned. So I guess I'm still trying to put the pieces together. Okay. Like, so operating outside of the church, you don't have a really like a norm for people. You don't know their normal body language, their normal. Right. So you have to kind of lean on a different gift.
Or? No, same gift. Yeah. So Nicole, when I go to Maryland to minister, if I go to Speaking Spirit to minister, the same gifts are in operation, but they're hyphened in a different way because the reason someone asked me to speak months before is because the Holy Spirit knows that what's going to be needed at that service. So the gifts never change as far as the office. Because if we go back one, to each pastor is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence, the spiritual illumination of the Spirit for good and profit. Does it say that? Says, but to each one is given. So regardless of the office, the gifts are still in operation. So you guys got that? So it is true that by me spending time with you all, I am the shepherd here and so forth and so on. But the gifts go with me wherever I go. Everybody good? Because see, his whole thing is, how do I get them healed? How do I get them delivered? How do I get them free? So whichever it takes to get that done, that's what he wants done. So a woman called, wants me to speak in 2000, what is it now, 19? In 2000, April 2000. So the Holy Spirit is already setting up the scenario, 2020, April 2020. So he's already setting up the scenario for what he needs to bring healing to for that meeting. He wants people healed. He wants people delivered. He wants people to know that Jesus Christ is Lord.
So when do you find out? When you get there, or do you find out when they call you?
I find out when I get there.
Okay.
That's what's the exciting part. So if you lack control, yeah, this is going to be a whole new ball game for you, buddy. That's a good question.
Piggybacking off of Michelle's question. So would you still prepare a message?
Yes. Yep. I always have my message.
Okay.
Because that's preparation. He might speak to me as I'm working on the message.
Okay.
And say that we're going to go in a different direction. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good question. Yes, ma'am. What, for like a seminar or for a church service?
For either. I mean, mm-hmm. When you're preparing for Sunday morning, you're like, are you like, oh, I think I want to minister on this.
Okay, yeah.
And then the Holy Spirit says, that sounds good, but let's do this.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that.
Okay.
Most of the time, we stay on the same level as far as if he, like he's telling me the word punishment. I'm hearing the word punishment. Paul, I need you to minister. You work on a series on punishment that I've never done before. Then you just heard me say, Curly, remind me of receiving, teaching people how to receive. So those are two things that are directed by him. So I'll start working on those things, and he'll tell me when to plug it in. Yeah. Good question. So like he's telling you guys who to talk to and when. Have y'all noticed that yet? Where there's certain people you want to confront them. You want to get up in their grill. You want to say some things. And he says, not now. Do you all listen when he say not now? Huh? Do you? Talk to me when you say, no, Lord, I'm going to do it anyway. Be honest. This is open for him. Two people? Can you all share? Okay.
I've had a challenge at my job with my partner at the pharmacy.
Okay.
Like, there's certain things that we have to do every week. And somehow he always leaves his share for me to
okay.
do.
Okay.
And I, you know, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, I've had it up to here.
Okay.
And I really just want to, I can't, why do you do it? And so it was like, Lord, help me to temper this. Because I started to just text him and say, stop doing this.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I can't do it. That, you know, that would be wrong. Okay. To come. And he's the pharmacy manager.
Okay.
And so he came in to cover me Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, when he gets here, I'm going to say, look, we need to talk. I need to talk to you about the order. And here's, you know, this is what you're doing. And this is how it's making me feel.
Gotcha. Okay.
You
awesome.
Know?
Okay.
So there's two ways you can do it. Either you can process it so that paperwork is already here when you get here, or just leave it in the on the website and I will process it when I get here.
Okay.
You know, so, but this way it's like, if I'm doing it, then I know what I'm signing my name to.
Okay.
If you do it, I don't know what I'm signing my name to.
Gotcha, okay.
And so I feel like it's not so much that it's a greater responsibility, but at the same time it is.
Okay.
You know, it's like, and the other thing is he's there for 10 days before I come in. And in those 10 days, you waited till the 10th day to then send me the work for the next day.
Okay.
So, and we had a conversation. He was like, oh, okay, I understand. I'll either do it Wednesday or I won't do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So you felt okay with?
Yes.
Okay, felt okay. All right. Yes, sir.
I noticed a situation where the Holy Spirit would tell me not to confront something.
Okay.
So I guess I've just been relying on myself when I confront people about things.
Yeah.
I usually tend to wait, though. Okay. But, yeah.
So what are you afraid that he would say if you asked him?
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Okay. Anybody got input? Why don't we ask the Holy Spirit when it's time to confront a situation or address a situation? Why?
Generally, because you think that he's going to give you a time other than the time that you would prefer to do it. So if you want to do it now, he might say wait.
Okay.
And if you don't want to do it now, he might say now. Nah, you okay. don't want to do it now. Okay. You'd like to wait and see okay. if it will just go away.
Okay.
That is my usual go-to is, I'd like this just to go away.
Okay. All right. So let me say this, then you guys write this down. The challenge we have with God is that we equate him to how our fathers treated us. Because I hear a lot of connotation that God is going to ask you to do something you never wanted to do. Y'all understand? Y'all got questions on that? So if my dad beat me for no reason, for what I thought was no reason, then I think God is going to do that. I asked my dad why. Well, Dad, just help me understand such and such. You don't need to understand. Just do it. So when we go to God, we're thinking God is the same way that man is, our fathers were. If Dad was absent, then what did I think about God? He's absent. You good? Michelle, can you help to testify this song by Lauren Daigle on, what's the song? Love Like This? I've been listening to this song for, is that the name of it? Huh? No, that's not the right name. I just, as long as I give y'all some key words, y'all gonna find it. Lauren Daigle, Love Like This. Okay. It's a new album. Huh? Yeah, that's the one. Wait, what did it say right there? Why not just receive? If I can't earn it, why not just enjoy it? So where do I get to enjoy it? Wherever I go, whatever I'm doing. So that's where we live and breathe. If we choose to. So what do you want to do with it? You live in the moment. Every minute is so important because you didn't earn his love. He gave it to you. And all you got to do is receive it. Get out of your mind. Allow yourself to get out of your mind. Get out of your head. And just say, okay, if he loves me that much, then what does love look like in that situation, Faith? Does he want me stressed out or he just want me just enjoying his love? Enjoying the time, enjoying what you're doing. If you don't like what you're doing, do something else. Just do something else. The same God that loves you that much that you can't earn his love, he just gave it, wants you to enjoy your life. Because when people look at you, he wants people to see him in you. He wants them. No spiritual rhetoric. Just be present for people. Most of all, be present for yourself. Anybody got any questions? Yes, ma'am. So I'm paying, what, $9.99 for Apple Music and then just playing the same song for 2 weeks.
I think the struggle for me is that I have to come to terms with the fact that I can't earn it.
Okay. I got to come to the terms with the fact that I can't earn it.
And that the way he made me was the way he wanted me. And that's okay.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And what's stopping you from coming to the terms?
It's a process.
Okay.
I'm closer now than I ever been before.
Okay.
My biggest thing is that it's hard for me to envision that type of love and acceptance from a God that I cannot see.
Gotcha. Okay.
When I cannot see it in the realm that I'm in.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. I appreciate your honesty. So Shell, is comparison in there anywhere? Where I'm comparing myself to other people who look a different way or a certain way or talk a certain way or respond a certain way?
I think kinda. Okay. It's more like whatever it is you are, it doesn't measure up.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
There's something lacking in it. There's something not right with it.
Gotcha.
It's skewed a little too far to the left or too far to the right. It's a little too big or it's a little too small. Okay. It doesn't fit the box the way it should.
Gotcha.
Okay. Or the way I can perceive that it should.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else feeling a certain way? Yes, sir. So, you know, for those who are wondering inside, like, well, why don't he bring healing to it? He said, don't do it yet. You follow me? So, sometimes we got to get to a certain place to receive. I mean, that word just keep coming back. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, well, we having a conversation, him and I, while I'm listening to Michelle. Like, okay, so do you want me to bring healing to people that's dealing with, they can't see God because they're seeing their dad? And he said, no, I got this. So if he got this, then I can have this. I think you hit your hand up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can understand where Michelle's coming from.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm coming from a different way. I feel... Well, I'll just say it.
Okay.
I feel like not a lot of people have loved me growing up.
Okay. All right.
And I feel like I had to earn it from grades to behavior, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard for me to think logically about getting something that I didn't deserve or earn.
Okay, I appreciate it. Uh-huh.
Or do any work to get. So I want to think that way.
Okay.
But logic always gets in. Not even logic. Okay. I guess that's my history or my past. So.
Okay. All right. What? Yes, ma'am.
So I can relate to actually what both of them, but especially what Ashley just said.
Okay.
Thank you. That as a little kid, when you're little, you know, you just, mommy, daddy, give me. You might have to say please, but you say give me, and you get.
Okay.
But as you get older, it's like, well, I'm not just going to give it to you. You have to earn it. Okay. You know, little kid, you start doing chores so you can earn money, so you have your own money to buy stuff, right? And then you take that with you into adulthood.
Okay.
Nobody gives you anything for free.
Gosh, okay.
Right? And what does the Bible say? If you don't work, you won't eat.
Okay.
So, but God's love is not like that.
Okay.
But, you know, so it's like it's a leap.
Okay.
To get there to just receive it.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Faith?
I always felt provided for, but looked over.
Oh, okay. Okay, appreciate John. That's powerful. Tell me about that one. That's pretty deep.
Being the youngest,
uh-huh.
So you have other people ahead of you.
Okay.
And being that there's a 10-year difference from the oldest to the youngest.
Okay.
I just felt like my mom was tired.
Gotcha, okay.
I didn't really have issues with my dad, but he was a weekend dad.
Gotcha, okay. Okay, all right.
So I just felt looked over.
Gotcha, okay. Appreciate John. All right, who else? So, like, she came in real heavy today. Some stuff going on. You follow me? So, I saw that on her. Guys, I think one of the questions, I'm pretty sure it came from you, Nicole. Why is it that pastors don't want people to know about this? Because pastors lose power. But see, as long as I hold on to what I got, he can't give me anything else. So my mindset is, if I can give you it, what I got, then he's going to download more to me. And I'll go to another level, and I'll go to another level. You'll go to another level. You'll go to another level. I just want people healed. I want people to know who he really is. So if gifts of the Spirit is what calls you to walk in his love and know who he really is, then gifts of the Spirit, it will be. Because he loved nothing when he came towards me. See, you got to be all sin and running around. You can just be jacked up. That's where I was. Jacked up. Say jacked up. And it's like, I mean, guys, y'all don't know how many people can't go to bed at night and sleep. Can't rest. They wake up mad. Go to bed mad. I mean, they got everything materially, but they are just messed up on the inside. His love came in. And it took all that, and I mean, just worked on me, you know, adjusted, you know, it's like, you know, when he said, he looked at Paul and he said, you know, I'm fearfully made. I mean, man, he adjusted everything. He knew I was going to have hair on my arms. He knew, I mean, he knew everything there was to know about me. He knew I would be relaxed talking to people. He knew that I would say the song and y'all have to find it. But see, I'm not caught up in all that stuff. Because in the end, it just shows, like, God used me. The same way he wanted to use you. She sung the same song last Sunday, right? I mean, last Thursday, right? But she got up and sung the song. He hit a different set of people with the same song. Somebody say, well, why is she singing the same song? Because that's the song she sung. But what did he do with it? Faith came in and started sitting that way. But she had something to say, something to share. Guys, I'm telling you, y'all been, I mean, it's unleashed, it's out now. You can't run from it. But in order to operate in it, it's going to be a love thing. Because see, love will cause you to step in boldness where you don't want to step. It's like you afraid you're going to make a mistake, and he like, I'm glad she is. I'm glad he is, because then he has to rely on me. See, Christian, I'm just smiling to myself because he's starting to give me downloads about him. It's like, you know, it's like, remember last week he shared that I'm having a challenge, you know, walking in this spirit thing. And it's like, we want to fix it, right? No. That's God's plan. Chris is God's godson. We are God's children. And he wants to do it's a love thing, man. And he's going to work it out. And guess how much time he got until Christ return. Ha! That's it. Amen? Anything else? We'll pick up next week.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.